Do you all remember the old Hager, that horrible comic strip? One of my favorites is where he's talking with the monk, who's a familiar character in that comic strip. And in the first frame, the monk with his Bible tucked under his arm and an expression of peace on his face, like he always has, says to Hagar, "Remember, it's better to light a candle than curse the darkness." And in the next frame, the monk is walking away, and Hagar's looking right out at us and says, "But I enjoy cursing the darkness." How many of us enjoy cursing the darkness? Now, I have to admit that more often than not, I do. It's easier, and it can really feel satisfying in the moment, right, to curse the darkness. How many of us would rather complain about what's wrong than fess up about what's right? Or to feel sad or upset or angry about what's going on around us rather than try to change it? To grumble and mutter and criticize about what's happening rather than actually do something positive to change the way things are? And there are a lot of things to complain about these days, aren't there? You think it's a silly question, right? I mean, no sane person would want to feel upset or angry all the time. Well, all I can say is perhaps we're not all as sane as we think we are. I prefer complaining to action, leaving things as they are rather than trying to fix them, because it takes so much less energy. Advent and Christmas is a tough time of year for us, especially this year. It's a time when we prepare for the coming of Christ, but we feel down. Anyone feel that way sometimes during Advent? Or disappointed or anxious? Instead of feeling joy, you feel despair. And instead of rejoicing in the good news that that voice in the wilderness brings, we fuss and we worry and we drive each other and ourselves insane. You know, even as I anticipate the coming of the Lord, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed by the number of Grinches that there are in the world. The number of people who grump and complain about how Christmas is corrupt, how our songs have been stolen. You know the whole routine, right? You hear it every year. I'm amazed by how I hear around me the voices of doom, how people say nothing is the way it was, that Christmas is nothing but a money-making venture when it's supposed to be a time of faith and hope, but it's nothing but greed and despair. You know those voices. Where's our faith? Where's our conviction? Where is our sense that God has indeed come to us in Christ and that he has already overcome the power of darkness? Do we enjoy cursing the darkness? Do we enjoy it more than we enjoy lighting a candle? I think I'm talking about me. I think this whole sermon's about me. What about you? Are you a grumbler or are you a doer? Are you a Grinch or are you more like Cindy Lou Who, if you've seen the Grinch special? This is the season of good news, the season of preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord, a season for celebration, of rejoicing, of praising God for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will yet do. But can you tell? Can people look at us and tell? Can people look at us and say, yes, something special is happening, something good is going on? Every year at Christmas, Linda, I'm with you. John the Baptist belongs there. We can throw some of that cast out, but we need John the Baptist there in the manger. I want to hear John the Baptist and Isaiah the prophet. Make that, I need to hear John the Baptist and the prophet Isaiah. I need to hear them cry out. Because without their reminder, this year, there's pretty much nothing for me but make me want to cry. Do you agree? So voice in the wilderness, cry out one more time. Get with it. Get with an attitude. See what's happening. Prepare the way for God. Look for his coming in power. Make his path straight. Know that the time of vindication and peace is at hand. Rejoice and be glad. For while there is darkness in the world, there is light, and that light is stronger than the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Lift up the parts of your life that have sunken in fear and loss and hurt. Knock down those parts of your life that are filled with pride and filled with anger. Make your life level and smooth. I want to hear that cry one more time. So I am reminded, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Comfort, comfort my people. For the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom. My brothers and sisters in Christ, a candle has been provided to us, and a light has been given to the world, and that cannot and will not and has not been extinguished. Think of the good news. Get an attitude. Prepare the way of the Lord. Celebrate the good news instead of cursing the bad news. You want good news? Then look for what is good. Look for God, and you will see that not only is he coming, but that he is already here. Can you hear the voices of those on the front lines who are crying out with the work of their hands, the ones who work for peace, for justice, for abundant life, and not just for some, but for everyone? I mean, think about it. What keeps the food banks going, especially these days? And the homeless shelters staffed, and the forgotten herd? Who has helped make Bellevue Together and our town's food pantry more bountiful than ever before? Who does that? Us. When we see that light and we hear that voice calling out, but without that light, we can see and do nothing. Advent is about preparing for the coming of the Lord. But you know, that getting ready is not for us a getting ready for a future coming. It's an opening to the God who is already here, an opening to the Prince of Peace who came to us in Bethlehem and who, after his resurrection, is the Lord above. Are we prepared? Are we open? There are too many times in our lives that while we still freely admit our faith in God, we still miss the good news. Too many times for us, God is always coming, but never here. God is always promising, but never delivering. Always near, but never quite in touch. But that ain't so. Christ lives, and Christ is here, and Christ is returning in glory. God will accomplish God's purpose. The kingdom will and is coming. But the question for us is, will we get an attitude, the right attitude? Will we be a part of the fulfillment of God's purpose? Will we light a candle, or will we curse the darkness? So many voices cry for our loyalty, for our lives, for our very souls, but there is only one voice that we need to hear. Voices from the news, from the halls of power, from the policymakers, from the resistors, all of them saying, ooh, ooh, pick me, pick me. I'm telling you the truth and no one else. But they're all false voices. For us Grinches out there, there is indeed a voice crying in the wilderness. But are we listening? Are our ears open to some good news, or can they only hear bad news anymore? A voice is crying. Come to the table, be fed, find peace and strength, then go out and do.
Level those high places and fill in those low places. Straighten out what is crooked. And that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can do. We just got to listen to the right voice. Prepare the way. Amen.